Rio del Police body cameras were taken out of service last year, according to an update provided by Police Chief Graham Hill at the May 2nd Rio del City Council meeting. The cameras were bought in 2015 at a cost of just under $2,000 for 5 units. Chief Hill reported that the cameras became unreliable within a year and there was no support available from the manufacturer as the warranty had expired. The police department is currently researching replacement systems, including cameras from Taser, which offers a 1-year trial period. A total of 4 different systems are being evaluated, and Chief Hill hopes to bring a recommendation for purchase back to the council within the next 2 months. The Chamber of Commerce then made a proposal to the City Council for holiday decorations along Wildwood Avenue. The proposal included lighting up the Rio del City signs at both the north and south entrances to town, holiday-themed painted plywood cutouts along the median of Wildwood Avenue, lighting up the spruce tree at City Hall, lighting up the Chamber Building, and installing lamppost banners along Wildwood Avenue. In previous years, the city has lit up the tall trees along Wildwood Avenue at Memorial Park. City Manager Kyle Knopp explains what happened to those decorations.
So a few years back, staff went ahead and strung lights up on those trees. Over the years, the trees have grown, and so the wires have snapped, and so we have basically had those trees and the lights on them decommissioned for the past year or so. One of the things that we do need to do is remove the lights from those trees. There's probably a cost, not including staff time, potentially of about $1,000 for equipment rental to get up in the trees and remove that. But I just kind of wanted to make sure that we were taking care of old holiday business and making sure that the trees are not, their life isn't threatened because of this.
The council voted to approve a contribution of approximately $2,450 for materials needed while the chamber donates the labor. An ordinance fixing an error in the existing sign regulations was defeated by Councilmember Susan Strawn. Councilmembers Marks and Garns were not present, so a single vote brought the relatively minor error correction to a halt. It was noted in the accompanying staff report that the current sign regulations only allowed signage in community commercial zones. The previous ordinance had allowed signs in all commercial and industrial zones, but changes enacted in 2004 failed to update the zones. The ordinance before the council would have also allowed illuminated signs within the commercial zones. There were no questions or concerns offered by Councilmember Strawn before the vote, and no explanation of her objections afterwards. The error in the current code was discovered while the city was processing the design review application by local developer Dennis Wendt for a portion of the Humboldt-Rio del Business Park medical cannabis-related businesses. The Planning Commission had voted unanimously to recommend the City Council approve the updates. Without corrections to the current ordinance, signs will not be allowed in the development. The City Council agenda had included final approval of an ordinance that would require all new residential, commercial, and industrial buildings in Rio del to connect to the city water system. The requirement was being enacted in response to the development of the commercial medical cannabis business park across the river. City Manager Knopp pulled the item from the agenda due to some incorrect text, and it is expected to be brought back at a future council meeting. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next city meeting of the Rio del City Council will be Tuesday, May 16th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.